In New Hampshire, a Senate primary race has split the Republican Party in two. On one side is incumbent Senator Bob Smith. On the other, Congressman John E. Sununu, son of the man who was former President George Bush's chief of staff. Although Republicans don't usually turn on their own, Sununu's effort to unseat Senator Smith is getting some very high-profile support. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports on this Republican family feud.
The Smith-Sununu race for the Republican Senate nomination in New Hampshire is the kind of intra-party fight that gives Republicans like political strategist Tom Rath heartburn.
Both Senator Smith and Congressman Sununu have long and deep ties to many active Republicans here. And is it painful? Is it difficult to choose? Sure. It's like having good friends as a couple that go through a divorce and which side gets possession of the friends. It's a very difficult thing. I think we all wish it was going to go away. Clearly, it's not.
In a year where just one seat will determine which party controls the Senate, you'd think the Republicans would be doing everything to help all of their incumbents. But that's not the case here. The White House has not campaigned publicly for Senator Smith. Former President George Bush and current White House Chief of Staff Andy Card have endorsed his opponent, John E. Sununu. So have four Republican senators, including Richard Shelby of Alabama.
I did it basically for strategic reasons, not personal reasons. I looked at the situation in New Hampshire as far as the Senate race, and I thought that we had the best opportunity to elect a Republican in the person of Congressman John Sununu.
Several polls show Sununu, but not Smith, beating the likely Democratic nominee, Governor Jeanne Shaheen. And a confidential White House presentation that fell into Democratic hands last month described Senator Smith as having, quote, a strong chance of losing to Shaheen. How did Bob Smith find himself in so much trouble? It all stems from one extraordinary incident in July of 1999, when Bob Smith went to the floor of the Senate and announced he was leaving the Republican Party to pursue an independent bid for president. And he didn't just leave the party. In a 55-minute speech that stunned many Republicans, he trashed the GOP.
The Republican platform is a meaningless document that has been put out there so suckers like me and maybe suckers like you out there can read it. I didn't come here for that reason. And after a lot of soul searching and no anger, I've decided to change my registration.
But 4 months later, Smith was back in the fold. He gave up his run for president and accepted the chairmanship of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. 3 years later, Republican activists in Washington and New Hampshire haven't forgotten what he did or forgiven him for it. Last Saturday, John Sununu campaigned at a Republican fundraiser in Peterborough. New Hampshire State Representative Steve Avery was there. He's supporting Sununu. The main reason? Bob Smith.
Politicians do strange things, and sometimes they have a much grander vision of themselves than other people do. And I actually thought it was embarrassing to the Republican Party and embarrassing to New Hampshire.
Smith has apologized for his decision and called it a mistake, but Steve Avery just can't get over the fact that Smith bolted the party.
He shot himself in the foot. He deserted the party. I think you pay for things like that.
Sununu grew up in the New Hampshire Republican Party establishment. His father, John H. Sununu, was the governor and later the White House chief of staff for the senior George Bush. An engineer before he served in Congress, the younger John Sununu is wonky and low-key. When asked why he wants to replace Senator Smith, his argument is subtle, and he never mentions his opponent by name.
I think the people here in New Hampshire will look at the candidates and decide who best understands the state, who's going to give them the most consistent and strongest voice in Washington.
There are few ideological differences between Sununu and Smith. They're both conservatives with the same stand on almost every issue. Sununu says voters will see a difference in personality and temperament.
The voters look at individuals, they look at their style and their approach, and this is an area where you just have to be as natural and consistent and direct as you can.
The word consistent, which Sununu repeats at every chance, is of course a reference to Smith's off-again, on-again relationship with the party. Sununu is making this a race about character. The two men also represent two different New Hampshires. Sununu, at 37, is more in sync with the new influx of younger, high-tech workers to the state. Smith, still a political outsider at 62 and a firebrand for conservative social issues, is more at home in the hardcore live-free-or-die crowd. Up north in Holderness later that afternoon, Bob Smith is campaigning at the Pemigewasset Rod and Gun Club, where the Single Action Shooting Society is holding its state championships. According to the rules, shooters dress in period costumes, as sheriffs or cowboys or bounty hunters, and use replicas of weapons made between 1860 and 1899. This is Bob Smith country. And Skip Riley, the owner of Skip's Gun Shop in Bristol, New Hampshire, has backed Smith for 18 years.
I support him for basically his stand on the Second Amendment. He's always been very pro on that. He's for New Hampshire, and he's where it's at, you know. He does a lot here for us. We love him.
Steve Abdu, a commercial airline pilot, is a brand new Smith supporter.
I think he's one of the few people in the Senate who's willing to stand up for what he believes in. And in this particular case, it's the arming or allowing the pilots to be armed in the cockpit, which is something I firmly believe in.
Smith voters like Steve Abdu know that their senior senator left the party and then came back, but they don't seem to mind.
And actually, I kind of respect him for that because he's been his own man, and we like that up here.
These are the kind of voters who live off the political grid. The Republican Party doesn't matter to them. Single issues like gun rights or veterans affairs or abortion do. Senator Bob Smith is counting on these loyal foot soldiers to help him win renomination.
I'm a grassroots guy. I'm a country music Republican, and I got a lot of grassroots support out there. I'm proud of it.
Polls show Smith trailing Sununu in the primary, but Smith shrugs that off, saying he's lost most every poll and won most every race of his career.
Look at Bob Smith's record. And you tell me there's anybody in this primary that has a better record than me. Anybody that's got a better record than me on guns, that's the Second Amendment, on the right to life, on keeping America strong, and defense, and experience, and seniority. There isn't anybody. And a proven record of winning.
Recently, Smith has been talking about issues other than the litmus test conservative social agenda, and he's been running ads about education and prescription drugs and the environment. But he's counting on his core of committed conservatives to give him an edge on September 10th. In a low turnout Republican primary, conservatives are expected to vote in larger numbers. The question for Smith is, will there be enough of them? Mara Liasson, NPR News, New Hampshire.